Well, Mr. Rubin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing well. And, you know, Ron Jacober and I were talking earlier this morning here in the radio business. We kind of let punctuation slide over the years, and for a lot of the universal dot, dot, dot pretty much became everything that we ever needed. But then, of course, came the web pages, and we all had to go back to a refresher course to learn how to use commas and semicolons and all of that. So we really had to kind of dive into the things that we learned earlier in our school days and had to do a little refresher course on that.
Well, at least you're learning this stuff in school. A lot of times now with schools teaching for standardized tests, punctuation is something in some schools that's not part of the curriculum.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, you have proof of this?
Yes, I have a friend who teaches in Providence, Rhode Island. I think she teaches second grade, and she said that she throws in punctuation when she can, but it's not part of the standard curriculum.
Well, I was going to ask you if you had any punctuation horror stories, and I'd say that's pretty much the slasher of all horror stories.
Yeah, well, that would be one of them. But what's even a bigger horror story is a lot of teachers, librarians, they can't punctuate. You see now in books, punctuation errors, spelling mistakes. You see it in newspapers all the time. I am constantly clipping newspapers and circling errors and sending them back to the editors. It's just rampant, much more so than when I was in school, but of course that's a long time ago.
Now, but is it not true that the comma in particular it's been more acceptable not to use so much as we used to?
Well, I mean, a comma belongs where it belongs, and you use it when you're supposed to use it. The fact that people have stopped using it doesn't make it right.
I understand. But I've even heard that editors have pulled back on the comma.
And they also put semicolons in places where commas should be and commas in places where semicolons should be. A lot of editors don't know what they're doing either. I was just having a conversation two nights ago with the author of a book called The Israelis, which has been on the New York Times bestseller list. She said when she got the galleys back from her publisher, they had added all kinds of punctuation that was incorrect. And she said, where was this typeset? In India? And they said, yes.
Well, you know, I do make a big effort when I write stories in the evening hours for other people to read, because I know for a fact, you know, when you haven't had time to read over the copy completely, you really need the correct punctuation. But I would imagine that in this day and age of text messaging, that you have an uphill battle to fight. This is not going to get any better.
No, it is an uphill battle. In fact, the San Francisco Chronicle, I live in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Chronicle had a front page story 2 days ago on text messaging. They had a big piece of artwork on the front page with no vowels in it. So kids are growing up text messaging, and they're not learning, A, they're not learning how to use vowels, they're not learning how to spell. So is it any wonder that SAT scores are down and test scores all over the country are down, and that kids cannot write, they cannot string together a couple of sentences to make a coherent paragraph?
Now, you have a website. It is www.nationalpunctuationday.com. And on it, I suppose you instruct us on the way to use punctuation. And also, you have absolutely all kinds of things that you can buy as well. It looks like puzzles and games, contests, even T-shirts and mugs and that kind of thing.
Right. We have one of the things that we did this year is we created a program called Punctuation Playtime. You know, I didn't want to be the kind of person who just got on the radio and kvetched a lot and complained. I wanted to be able to do something.
Right, the old ruler on the knuckles routine.
Exactly. So we devised this program called Punctuation Playtime. My wife and I go into local elementary schools, and we perform a punctuation program for kids. We play games like pin the apostrophe on the sentence. We have a punctuation treasure hunt, a punctuation relay tag. We even have a punctuation rap song. We kind of get the kids involved, and at least we introduce the concept of punctuation to them, and I'm hopeful that they'll remember this information as they go through their academic careers.
Well, listen, good luck. The website, again, is nationalpunctuationday.com, and Jeff Rubin, the founder of National Punctuation Day, thank you for joining us this morning.
Bill, thank you.